Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. It's 10 a.m. We're gathered for the legal counsel update. First agenda item is an amended and restated lease agreement between Josephine County landlord and TNB Racing LLC tenant.
Okay, so there was one last kind of confirmation that was needed between last week's meeting when you saw the almost final version and now the final version. This is going to get voted on tonight. We have signed copies back from TNB, signed by Travis Borsma. And since we were meeting here this morning prior to the business session, I thought I'd roll it out and you can see it in all its finalized glory. The two principal changes in that are part of this agreement, which is called the executed version. That's how you can tell it's the final one. It's up in the upper right corner. Are on page one, and that is within the background. It says the parties previously entered into a lease agreement dated August 21, 2019, the original lease. And it just explains some more of the background of what got us to doing this kind of again. The lease, this amended and restated lease actually has the same effective date of August 21. You can backdate. That's something that's commonly done and is being done here. So the principal point that needed to be clarified in this draft is actually found on page five. That's in the facility premises definition. And of course, that's directly tied to what became Exhibit B. That was kind of our loose end that was left still for ironing out or tying, I suppose. Anyway, within the facility premises, the definition now includes, quote, the portion of the parcel located northwest of the existing Pansy Lane and the gravel portion of parking lot number one, west of the asphalt parking area, and that's of course reflected on Exhibit B, B, attached at the back. So we're all very familiar with all this. I'm going to do a brief presentation tonight at the business session. I've got a red line, a couple of slides that show the red line pages along with the exhibits, and then you'll have an opportunity to discuss and potentially vote on this. Yes.
We got an email from one of the constituents that said that she could not find a termination for the...
He replied.
I did reply.
Big pardon?
He replied in another email.
Okay, I didn't get their reply, so what's your reply?
My reply was that on what was on that version, page four, was the definition of, basically that on page four, within the definition of... Let me get it to you here. Expiration date. It does have that the expiration date is 50 years after the commencement date.
Okay.
Then you go to the definitions on page 10, and, and that's going to be term. And then, so that says term shall mean the term of the lease commencing on the commencement date and ending on the expiration date. So that's where the 50 years is included. It's in the definition.
Okay. And in the background, we said it was effective August 21st, 2019. So it's 50 years from there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, from that date, from the commencement date. And she actually replied, the constituent, that she replied with gratitude that she didn't have any more questions on that point. So,
2069, that sounds way out there.
Yeah.
Golly.
Well, okay, so you'll be seeing it again.
Guess we'll see you later on that.
Yep.
Meeting's at 5:30?
I think so, yeah.
I'm just wondering if I should be calling in for this portion, because my event doesn't start till 6.
If the board wanted to collect your signature prior to the meeting, then that's fine.
Because I was an original signer.
Yeah.
And yet because...
But you could sign it now.
I'm going, and I won't be on the vote tonight, I'll be listed as absent at signing.
So if you called in,
if I called in, then I can sign tomorrow when it's out for us to be able to be there. So I think that's what I'd like to do.
Okay. Right. Is it early on the agenda tonight?
Yeah, it's the first.
Okay.
Last I checked.
Perfect. If that's okay with you both.
No, it's important. I think it is.
If I could be in two places at once, I would be.
Because in the year 2036, somebody's going to say, who the heck signed this thing?
And I don't want to be, my name is absent.
And you're absent A signing.
Yeah. Did you have anything that you would like to add?
Nope. I was going to attend this evening as well, just for support and clarify if there's any questions. So I'll be there tonight. But everything at this point, paperwork lines up with everything we discussed. And on our side, we're good to go.
Wonderful.
Very nice.
All right, we look forward to tonight. So up next is the county property adjacent to Dollar Mountain property.
Yep, so not looking for decisions here, but we do, and we have a lot of people who know a lot about this, and now you're going to become among them. There was a public meeting hosted by the city talking about their generalized vision for this. You know, county was discussed as part of that, and so we wanted to just get you up to date. Again, not looking for decisions, but I'm just going to basically fill you in on what's been said so far.
Sarah's going to join me as well, because we were both there. And Wendy has a map that was given to us at the meeting of the Dollar Mountain properties that the city's looking at. One thing we wanted to fill you in on was that the city has gotten a technical assistance grant from the National Park Service. And so that means that they're not actually getting money, but they're getting help. So they had two representatives from the National Park Service that were there to kind of facilitate the beginnings of the planning of the Dollar Mountain. And the reason we're involved, of course, is because there are a couple of county properties. They're highlighted in orange. So at the very top of the map, there's the yellow outlines, and then there's one orange piece.
There's an orange.
Yep. That's the Plum Tree piece. Dave, that's in your portfolio. And then
most all of those are.
Yes. Well, except that as you go down, then there's the Marl Sand piece. I don't think you...
Public Works.
That's Public Works.
You don't want that, do you?
So this orange... So here's the orange of Public Works.
Yes.
That big chunk is forestry. The small chunk is Public Works.
This is Public Works. This is forestry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so this tiny cutout here is Public Works. This is all forestry. I believe this one's under Parks, or it might have got switched to forestry. And then down here you
have this
cemetery.
One over here is the L.
Yeah.
And then across the tracks.
So Parks is in charge of Marlson Lagoons?
No.
Because that's
no.
Where you pointed to.
Public Works actually oversees it. So when you look at the tax data maps, a lot of them used to say designated parks, designated forestry. Since then they've switched where it says property management designated. And so I don't actually do anything with those properties, but it's deemed either parks or forestry when you click on it. And so, to my knowledge, Dave doesn't get up there and do anything with that property either.
They're not very productive timberland tracks. However, that doesn't mean they don't have value.
True. So the National Park Service, their outcome of the technical assistance will be to design conceptual trails through the entire parcel, and they want to look at this as a whole 1,000 acre potential instead of just the county's or the city's portion.
So when we were at the meeting, the BLM was at the table as well, talking about their pieces, which are also contiguous in this whole scheme. There were some folks from Trails there. There was Travel Oregon was there. They're going to be contributing some money to the project.
These are O&C lands, and so BLM had stated they need to prospect to see if there is valuable timber and how they can commingle the trails with that, if so.
I have a concern when the National Park Service is involved in anything. You ever looked at the rules about of what you can and can't do in a national park?
So this will never become a national park.
How deep are they going to get into this thing?
This is a technical assistant grant for the purpose of creating trails. And so their involvement is engineering services, essentially, and their expertise to design the trails. And basically they are directed by the city because that's who got the grant. And so they're here to try to make sure that all user groups are thought about and that they're designed in the best way possible. But they don't get into NEPA studies. They don't get into management. They can give us cost estimates for the trails only based on national standards. They're not going to actually say what this trail would precisely cost. So they won't get any more involved than just kind of facilitating the public voice with the city's desires and then walking this and laying out what the potential trails would look like and what user groups would be involved. So whether they're multi-purpose trails or foot only, or if there are going to be motor uses, those sort of things.
Equestrian horses. Was also mentioned.
Do they also do trail heads, locating the access points?
That will be part of this.
Okay.
Yes.
Parking lots.
Parking.
Yep.
I just get real concerned by the National Park Services at all.
Okay. No, they're good folk.
Huh?
I said, I think they're good folk. The team that
they're not going to hurt us on this.
Yeah, no, they're just to lay out the.
We're looking. You're looking at it from one side, and I'm looking at it from another side.
So in our last,
they won't own the property.
Just
they won't own it.
Yeah,
and I understand. We have to be mindful of if there is additional restrictions put on, if there's a partnership there for county lands. But, and I understand your concerns, and I hear you. This started because, not just from our side, but we had our city county meeting and. The city manager, council president, mayor were here and said, you guys have some parcels that are abating ours that we think can be a part of this plan. Are you interested in trading equal property for equal property? One of the suggestions was Lathrop, and of which Sarah pointed out that we have a full easement over the entire property, so we have full access. We don't need to own it. And so looking at other options, she had expressed the top corner of their current Dollar Mountain that's on the other side of the railroad tracks. If we scroll lower, they have a tiny portion. So here you can see the railroad tracks come across, and here's the railroad track, and they have this tiny little triangle here on the other side of the railroad tracks. Well, they're not going to develop on the other side of the railroad track, but this is adjacent to our cemetery. So this is one area that I had told Aaron Kubik that we, you know, might be interested in as a portion. So this would just increase the area of our cemetery here. But nothing, he never returned my call. So if you guys have talked with him further.
Tyler mentioned one of the city councilmen during our meeting that he'd like to see that just go to the county scot-free. Essentially, if you go and look at the land, it's a big valley. There's no value to us owning it. It limits their liability where they wouldn't have to pick up trash and just manage a piece. But it essentially has no value to us either, other than you eliminate the checkerboard.
The only access to that is through the cemetery.
Correct.
Or the railroad.
Or, yeah, the railroad. I've walked through
that. Which is limited access. Yeah. Well, and so I want to ask about Marlzon. Is it all on one side? Or is it on both sides?
Marlzon Lagoons is on the south side of the railroad tracks. And the north side of it is used to be a landfill.
So south is this.
So this is the landfill. This is the
lagoon. That's
lagoons.
That's
lagoons.
And we have any liability on either one?
For many years.
I think 20,000 a year is what the number that Rob Brandis threw out, wasn't it?
That it's costing us to maintain them?
It's costing us for like the testing that is done periodically, a couple times a year.
Where are we at? When do we release anything about the landfill? Because I know they've planted a tree thing over the top of it, correct?
I got an email from Rob on that, and it was at least 20 years.
Yeah, a long time.
Before we're
and
done.
Are they asking for everything or just part? And those two, the big, little?
I don't know that they've specifically made an ask. They're asking us to talk about what that would look like.
They did give an ask to us.
Okay.
They want the parcels. They mentioned the L, they mentioned the other, and we're like, oh, you want Marlzon? And if you want it, you get.
And we can start a valuation kind of process going.
I think we need to really sit down with that map and say, where is it you want and what is it you want? See how it shapes up with
and
us.
Rob's response is that there's 147 acres northwest large square parcel of the landfill lagoons. The county's the keeper of the keys for the foreseeable future. A couple decades is his, he didn't say 20 years, a couple decades. He's going to assume the city doesn't want to take on all of that. So if they want to do a property trade, would they want the county to continue to be responsible for the landfill monitoring and maintenance? Or do they want the full mill deal? The annual costs are in the $20,000 range, and most of that is contracted environmental engineering with parametrics. So he went on to give some further information as well about supporting non-motorized activities in this area of the restrictions above the ground because of the landfill cap and being very concerned about any damage to the cap on the landfill.
One other piece that I would throw into this whole mix, I had talked to Sarah Rubrecht about fire fuels reduction and concerns about, because the city is doing fire fuels reduction on their property, maybe we wanted to piggyback on that, or maybe, you know, depending on who owns the land at what point. But the biggest concern was that L shape, kind of to the right hand side.
Yeah, that's right in the middle of the trail system.
And let's see, Sarah had thrown out, I think it was $10,000 approximately, was the wild guess from Sean Hendricks of Grayback, of what it would cost essentially to do fire fuels reduction on that L. So that's just one more piece to throw into the puzzle.
I want to hear from the timber people.
From my point of view, these have some value and they're designated forestry. I would recommend that you consider liquidating them to the city, let them worry about them, let them put $10,000 into fuel breaks if they want to do that on the land, and I can take the money and go invest it into some productive land somewhere else.
So this doesn't have a real hardcore value in your inventory.
Well, let's save the money discussion for maybe another day.
Session.
Yeah, we don't really plan to really go there yet, but sounds like that's a direction we maybe should.
Right. So, yeah, we certainly want to negotiate in good faith and try and accommodate what the city's after, which is a great recreation area, and take over maintenance. And
sure, could be a real win-win.
Yeah.
And that's what I gathered from our meeting, is their discussion to us wasn't about leasing or buying or trading or anything like that, but more support for the trail system and having the conversation.
Exactly.
We have been approached about trails on county land, forest land in the past, and we've been less than interested in the liability that comes with that. We haven't, you know, kind of poo-pooed on it, but we've just kind of not wanted to get involved in it because of the fire liability that comes with it. The other thing is, if there's trails on county land, who's maintaining them and all of that good stuff. So in my personal opinion, if they want that, it's better they own it, they can have it, they can take care of it. Yeah.
For the record, I agree.
Yep.
And I think, Sarah, you didn't really have any interest in taking this project on other than helping them with your expertise.
But any big objections to taking on that little valley in the Granite Hill Cemetery?
No, it touches ours anyway, so if there's trash on the edges, we pick it up. If there's homeless, we alert the proper people and try to move them along. So it would just be easier management for everybody if we owned that little triangle chunk. But you're correct. Other than that, I don't want to manage any of these trails or do anything other than help them on the back end with expertise in the.
Well, and we don't need two agencies trying to maintain. No. This should be one, in my opinion.
I think you will find support in that from us as well.
Good. Thank you.
We have a prioritization of other projects we'd like to focus
on. Huge priorities.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything that you guys need from us today?
No, I don't.
In the grander scheme of the big meeting the city had with their PAVE committee, they were going to be providing a list of city properties that they are recommending for liquidation. Were you able to acquire that list?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I was actually at that
Monday workshop.
And I could we could probably come up with, I'm sure there would be a list that we could come up with.
Because they were looking for trade, and I don't think this triangle is a trade for the other portions.
Correct.
So
that's a good thought.
I think the triangle needs to be a gift just to clean that up.
That's what they agreed.
And I think that's what they were.
But he's one of eight.
Yes.
So that doesn't mean anything yet.
No. Although he's council president.
He is council president.
Right.
And this is his personal project of passion.
Yes.
I think it is appropriate to still look at the inventory of what would be appropriate trades, and that negotiation, would we as a board want Helene to head that up because of property values and suggestions and bring back to us?
And get it to be as fair and reasonable as possible.
And then you can coordinate with Sarah and Dave on and Rob to make sure our interests are met. And would that work with you, Dave?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That would be my recommendation if the board's in approval.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, I think the city has under promoted the value of having their own fire break. This is a kind of a big deal for the city, and they didn't really tout it as that. It was more trails. But I think this is also a great mitigation for fire rushing towards your city, because Merlin's on that list, and clearly all the people that live in Grants Pass would be concerned. And this I think, is really one of those things they under promoted.
When you look at the map and you see all the residential area that skirts that, mm-hmm. a lot of inventory up there.
It is. and the other side of me thinks of the fire in the Columbia Gorge last year that jumped a 3-mile river.
Right.
So.
Right, but every
but it is. A fire break is still part of being responsible mm-hmm. property owners, and so that is good. All right, so we'll pass it off to you to see through and bring back to us. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
So number three is our mining administrator's recommendation regarding American Mineral Research's exploration application. Mr. Streeter, hello, welcome.
Right, I'll say a few preliminary words and then we'll get into it. So pursuant to ordinances passed in the 1980s and then adopted into the Josephine County Code around section 5.20, Forestry Director, has been the mining administrator in Josephine County for a number of decades, and the mining administrator does have a formal role in the process for considering applications to mine on county property. And so thus, Dave Streeter is our mining administrator and presented here today in that capacity. The American Mineral Research Company has submitted a formal application pursuant to the county code, pursuant to the procedure laid out in the county code. And that was considered within 30 days of the application's submittal by the Mining Advisory Committee. That hearing occurred on Thursday of last week, I think it was, right?
Yep.
And they, during that proceeding, considered the mining administrator's report and recommendation. This is all public, of course. And noticed, and then the committee decided, with the consent of AMR, to withhold its formal position, or the taking of a formal position, until its routinely scheduled meeting that occurred yesterday at 1 p.m. Public meeting, and then that occurred, and they did at that time, after considering a couple of the little changes that had been recommended from the first meeting, they did vote to concur with the mining administrator's recommendation, and so. So Dave has brought, I think, for you today, or we provided in the packet, his recommendation and the concurrence that's indicated and the signature of the then chairman of the Mining Advisory Committee. So all you need for today is just to receive it and then to know that the next steps in the process are that we're going to come back with a proposed board order for your consideration, and then you'll order the hearing because this is a formal proceeding. And so, pursuant to board order, you'll order a hearing where you'll consider it, and public testimony will be taken. So, Dave, what else is there?
Just to elaborate on what Wally said, mining administrator by default.
Yep.
I presume you don't want me to go through all of these line by line. You'll have an opportunity to review them if you have and have any questions for me. I'm happy to answer them. Yes, ma'am.
I scanned through real quick, which I appreciate. I think you're thorough, and I appreciate where your recommendations are. The one thing I had, and I like that there's quarterly reports because I think the reporting of what's there is appropriate to us. But what about restoration? Is there not any requirements of in the process of, what are they calling it, exploration, that there's still a restoration requirement?
So the way it was presented is their intention, this is for exploration, and their first intentions are to do a lot of groundwork, just pick and shovel, not actually doing much of anything other than mapping, GPS work, things of that nature. So if you go down to number 4 on my recommendations, it just basically says, if you want to do anything beyond hand tools, there needs to be a plan submitted for that. And there's some items in there
that are going to be required but not limited to. And there's on D, it's a detailed plan for reclamation of drill sites and other disturbed areas.
So that's the restoration?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it.
And because there wasn't presented anything beyond a general plan, I just tried to encompass all of that in, okay, this is what you want to do. When you want to do more, submit me a plan that says we want to go here, here, here. This is how we want to get there. And if I have concerns or whatever, maybe we negotiate different routes, different strategies, get an approved plan, then they can move forward with those drill sites or excavation sites to actually start looking for dirt or minerals. And then at that point, what are they going to do when they're done to reclaim those sites?
So it appears to me that mining advisory is in concurrence with your plan and recommendation. Yes. So at this time, you need us to simply acknowledge we are in receipt of it and we're in agreement? Or need concurrence?
No,
or just receiving. Simply receipt?
Just receipt, because that's going to be a formal proceeding to which the public
gets. Okay, so which we get public feedback, we get to make a decision at that time.
Yeah, and on that kind of level, we do want to avoid ex parte contact between now and that time as much as possible. And, of course, declare. If it does occur, which stuff happens, okay, but we just remember to declare that at the beginning of the proceeding if it does.
This subject won't come up then at any advisory meetings that we go to? Because that would be ex parte?
Well, yeah.
I mean, if we're sitting in and y'all have something else to talk about on that, we really shouldn't be in the room.
If that's possible, but if it's not, then just remember to mention it if you can at the beginning of the proceeding and ask for any objections if they exist.
And this is just for the exploration?
It is.
Right now it's just limited to pick and shovel. And then if they do under item 4, under the mining administrative recommendations, if they decide, okay, we pick this spot, this comes back to you first?
Yes. They have to have an approved plan before proceeding with any excavation or drilling.
Okay.
Now, my understanding of the way the ordinance reads is before they can apply for a permit or a lease, they have to do the exploration first. And then after that, they have to do a notice of
discovery.
So at that point, they come back and say, hey, we found something. Well, what'd you find? And then at that point, we begin negotiations if they choose to go into an actual lease to lease the land for mining.
Exactly.
Now, mineral exploration is pretty broad. It's not metals. It could be aggregate. It could be almost anything, correct?
I would assume so. Yeah. Minerals is anything under the dirt.
Yeah. We assume mining to be, they're looking for gold. Mm-hmm. They're looking for silver. They're looking for some precious metal. But mining could be aggregate. We found a huge deal of 3/4 minus, already mashed up into 3/4 minus. So that's what it could be also. It could be aggregate.
I would presume at the point, if we get that far down the road.
But they'll have to do that in discovery, correct?
Yeah, notice of discovery. At that point, this board's probably going to have to make a decision on whether the value of that discovery is worth more than the value of that land as timberland at some point, and whether to proceed with a full-blown
or how it would affect timberland. What if they're doing something that really doesn't affect timberland? That's when you weigh in and say, no harm to me.
But if it's leased, you can't turn around and do a timber harvest.
We can get into that.
They're not leasing the timber.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. What was the effect on timber management?
Obviously, if we're going to a full-blown lease, I would seriously want to consider, depending on how they propose extracting these minerals, I would seriously start to look at getting the value in the timber off the ground so that it's not wasted, and then at that point, allow them to do their operations.
That'd be part of the plan that you would propose at that point.
Right. Or the timber could be sold to them through the permit on a stumpage rate, but I don't know how that works because we're supposed to go to competitive auction on anything over $5,000 worth of value, so we would have to work those particulars out. My understanding from what they're proposing is a low-impact situation where they're just kind of going possibly down, looking for specific locations, small areas. Now, that's just been generally spoken to us yet. We don't know specifics yet.
Well, we'll just have to. I don't. I think
who's going to recognize you if you raise your hand?
After you. You were started to talk.
I was going to ask, is this that location out past Golden that has the creek running through it and was a placer mine back in the day?
No, it's out Speaker Road, so it'd be the other side of the ridge.
Oh.
It kind of sits on top of the ridge between Coyote Creek and Speaker Road.
Okay. Well, because it says map attached, and I'll get a map. And at the end it says, compensation to the county for removed geologic material shall be at a rate that is...
There's a second page.
On a second page.
That's the end.
I have it in my package.
I didn't get it. Yeah.
And it's
leaves
actually,
it kind of vague.
It goes through number 14.
Yeah.
So the second page is has got a lot more information. You want me to print it real quick?
Oh, it is on the back.
Now that we're on that second page, item number 6, a maintenance assurance bond of $1,000.
So basically their indications at first is to maybe open up some of the roads and be able to walk around, pick and shovel. So it's starting out with $1,000 in case the department has to go back and do maintenance on those roads. It says in there, as you propose to do more, that bond's gonna increase kind of concurrent with whatever that your proposed operations is.
Yep. All right, see,
one other quick point is the applicants had offered to the county royalties just from the exploration, but the way I understand the ordinance is that doesn't come until a lease, and I don't think the county can accept funds that you guys haven't already approved as part of the permit process,
fees,
which they have paid already. So I don't think we can collect any royalties, but we did put that in there that if we get to that level, those will be kind of in line with GAO.
Is it a royalty, a portion of what you extract? And therefore, if they aren't extracting, they don't for that phase of it, offering a royalty on exploration is nothing.
Typically,
I don't know what it would be.
But
how
in exploration, if you find something, who does it belong to? The people of Josephine County? Mm-hmm. So the question is it a royalty or is it it's ours because there's no lease?
Yeah, after I think the royalty would be part of the lease after we discuss what they're going to extract. And,
I understand, but in the process
in the
of exploration,
meantime,
and if you find something,
the discovery
and the exploration that's validating what they're looking for, who does it belong to?
So, in my thin knowledge of this, typically the value of the whatever's you do samples. You know, so you might come up with an estimate of so many ounces per ton of dirt or rock or whatever, and the value that you put into actually trying to get that sample far outweighs the value of that sample. And they're, by Dogami limitations, they're limited to a 50-foot drill if they decide to drill out there to find this stuff. So if it goes further than that, they gotta stop.
Well, and to ask a question of history, you said something about the 80s was when this was available to people. Has anybody ever taken advantage of the mining on county lands and any outcomes there? People get rich? Did we get rich?
County made around $38,000 leasing that Golden tract to somebody to redredge back in the 90s, I think it was. Mm. And that's, to my knowledge, that's the only return that the county's received off of.
Then additionally, the ordinance was looked at sometime in the last 10 years or so and decided not to go forward with it. They went
but
to
not
look,
to change something?
Not
so
to change
it's,
it.
Okay.
Correct. There was a point that the county said, we're not going to issue any more until we revise the ordinance. Then they went to look at the ordinance and decided we're not going to move forward. So it's kind of been, so we're back to the 88,
yes.
Whichever is the current ordinance.
It's Josephine County Code Section 5.20.
Sure.
And it's still relevant and,
and follow on.
And
yes.
Sounds good and all that.
Yes.
There's no temptation to change that.
Okay, so we are
officially
in receipt of your recommendation.
I have one other question before you leave the table. I had inquired with Wally about the potential of having a mining consultant available to us for the hearing, or moving forward, and you forwarded this confirmation or consultant that Dave provided, that Vic provided. But I wanted you guys to be aware, because I don't know if there's an appetite for that, but I, being that mining is not something that I am familiar with, I would not want to make a decision without having appropriate guidance by an expert in that area. Now, I don't mind relying on you two, but I think that if stuff comes up that is beyond, we need to be absolutely considering of...
We need to have somebody we can ask.
There's other situations that have come up in our time that we've consulted outside attorneys or outside help. This may be one of those areas, since it's not something that happens frequently with the county.
Is this, let me ask, can I ask a question?
Always.
Is this the presentation that Jay Meredith gave us the other day? A couple, 3 weeks ago at the Mining Advisory Committee?
Gone?
I sat in.
I was.
I don't think so.
You were gone when I took your class.
It happened again last week.
Yeah, it was the phone call.
And I was advised not to attend.
For purposes of ex parte.
Yeah. Yes, we actually received the application when you were there.
Right, right. Yeah,
that's when we received
the application.
Yes, there wasn't much.
That's the company that made the application.
Yes, and there wasn't much discussion about it
at that time.
It was just a real brief description, submitting the application, making it formal, and then we've moved through that process. Yep.
So we need to keep moving along in the agenda, because you only have 24 minutes to go.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
Thanks.
So we're going to move into executive session for the following agenda items. Item 4A is civil forfeiture matter, circuit court case number 1980-05205 under ORS 1926602H. And item 4B, public records request from John West under ORS 1926602F. Item 4C, executive summary of gender bias complaint, ORS 1926602F. Item 4D, providing investigative material to district attorney for evaluation under Brady versus Maryland, ORS 1926602F. Item 4E, Josephine County versus Jeffrey Kern and Lindsay Kern, circuit court case 19CV39340 under ORS 1926602H. And item 4F, county property at 1202 Lower Wolf Creek Road, estimate from JP Auto and Metal Recycling LLC for property cleanup under ORS 1926602E. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session, although the members of the audience are asked to leave the room. No electronic devices shall be used to record at this time. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we'll return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 10:37 a.m. Okay, it is 11:20. We're back in general session. Commissioner DeYoung had to leave while we're in executive session at 11 o'clock. He gave permission for us to continue without him. So in the item 4A, the civil forfeiture matter, Commissioner DeYoung, or Commissioner Fowler, my brain's not here. Do you give permission for the county to proceed in the lawsuits?
Yes.
I would concur. Okay. On item B and C, we're asking for more information to be brought back to us so we can make a decision based on what the actual information would be.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Item D, I'm going to defer to you again. Are we giving permission for the county to move forward?
Yes.
So moving forward on the Brady reporting.
Okay.
On the item E, are we in agreement to move forward with the court action?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And finally, on item 4F, I would make a motion that we authorize the contract for the cleanup of 1202 Lower Wolf Creek Road with the estimate provided. Just over $50,000.
So that's encompassing item number 5 on our agenda?
It is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So 4F and then going into making a decision on 5.
Yes.
I would make a motion that we approve the contract.
And I'll second that.
Any further discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0.
Any additional items and subjects from commissioners?
No, my brain's full.
Mine is as well. I should let you know, though, I did get notified by Commissioner Roberts in Jackson County about giving feedback on another listing. But I believe the deadline is December 9th, of which we're past. So I apologize, I wasn't able to get that to us sooner for making comment time.
Was that some federal lands designation?
Yeah, a designation of the Pacific Fisher as far as endangered species, I believe. So they got feedback. We can't be all things in all places. So with your permission, I would like us to put an ad in the papers of thanks for those businesses that contributed their donations to the Association of Oregon Counties Taste of the County.
Sure, yeah.
So they donated a substantial donation, and it'd be nice to in turn put an ad to say thank you and give them recognition in return.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Okay, I will work to get that done.
Sorry, I missed it.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. The Census Bureau sent us something for response. I've turned it over to legal because it's beyond my knowledge, and I think it's not necessarily you as liaison for the census. Yeah. It has to do with GIS material the U.S. Department of Commerce provided and instructions to us to return it or destroy it. And so legal's going to follow up with us on that. So I just wanted you to be aware that I did that.
Sure.
Okay, anything further? I would ask, I think our board could use a training on how do we process complaints from staff if something happens. Mm. And what the laws are as far as could anybody make a complaint to a commissioner in the county, whether of liaison status, whether of department head involved or anything else like that. I believe that it would be appropriate for us to be aware of our obligations under employment law and would ask that we get a training in that for the sake of us making sure we know what our obligations are.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Certainly.
Training. One other update, I apologize and I'll let us go. Mm-hmm. I was able to just yesterday confirm they will let me phone in on Monday. I'm going to phone in on Monday. I'm not going to Portland.
Oh, good.
I am driving to Salem for the executive director of search. We have four finalists that we approved this morning at a meeting at 8:30 that we're going to interview on Friday, and then we'll make a recommendation to the board on Monday. Of the four finalists, three are former commissioners, and one is a current internal applicant. So that's where the Association of Oregon Counties is right now with the Executive Search Committee. As District 4 Chair of AOC, I'm on the search committee. So that's where that's at. And I needed to verify, I have not registered for the legislative conference at NACO in March, but my understanding from when I brought it up before is that the board did support me going. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to make sure, because I'm not flying on Monday, I'm going to use that credit that I've received from taking that voluntary flight miss, that credit. I got to apply to March, so the cost will be substantially less to the county.
Very nice.
I'm looking for housing alternatives to get the cost down as well, but I haven't confirmed that yet.
Oh, sounds good.
Okay, seeing nothing further, we'll be adjourned at 11:25.
Okay.